Lisboa pela Baba Joe.
All right, just the joy in the air as they leave the stadium. That's, again, the Nelson Mandela Memorial Service this morning in South Africa. Went on for close to 5 hours, and it's wrapped there because it's evening time. But here we are talking about it this morning on the morning edition of The Oakley Show, The Culture Warriors, the Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie and Greta Vosper. And we've invited your calls as well because we've also got the specter of Obama shaking hands with Raul Castro. And email from Scotty says, no big deal, they're fellow travelers. The only reason Obama hasn't lifted the embargo is the Florida votes he would lose. From Ed in Innisfil, he will not be put to rest until Sunday. How much is this costing the taxpayer of Canada with all these politicians and their gophers going there this past Sunday? He was 95, lived a long life, a simple man, so would he be pleased with all the celebration? I say no. Time to close the casket and go home. Well, they're going home. And this from, well, from Stephen. No, John. He actually says that, you know, the reason that Raul Castro and the Castro brothers were loved in South Africa because they sent mercenaries there to fight some of these wars on the continent seeking black emancipation. So they're forever grateful. And finally from Art, wow, who's this guy you have on? That would be you, Charles. Socialism's at fault now? The people are trying to gain freedom after brutal apartheid, and this guy talks socialism? We should have more socialism. So he sees socialism as creative destruction to lead to a better world.
He must work for the government, because people who work for the government love socialism. But you know what? For the rest of us,
we
work for the private sector, and really the only one that gives you jobs and respect and prosperity is the private sector.
All right, but could you see it perhaps as a staging for, you know, leading to a better world? I mean, that they didn't have a civil war and bloodshed, and that's Mandela's legacy.
Sure, that is a spectacular achievement, and that's what I've said. But economically, South Africa is still a mess, and that's why it's one of the most murderous places on earth.
You made that
the
case.
The rape capital of the world.
Let me go to Catherine. All right, got it. Catherine and Coburg, what do you say? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I was saying that I really think Obama shaking Castro's hand was done in the spirit of Mandela. And I'm kind of puzzled that Reverend McVitie doesn't understand a signal of reconciliation when he sees one.
No, I don't reconcile with murderous dictators who oppress their people, who give no human rights, who don't give jobs to their people, and see the tens of millions of Cubans living in abject poverty. Why? Because he wants to hold on to his dictatorship. I wouldn't shake the hands of anyone like
that. Would Jesus shake Raul Castro's hand?
No, he wouldn't, because Jesus Christ stood for freedom, and Jesus Christ did not stand with dictators.
Whoa, man.
He didn't
man.
Go and fraternize with dictators. It wasn't his.
But wasn't he fond of saying "render under Caesar"? I mean, his was of a
Sure, he said pay your taxes, but he didn't say go and allow dictators to oppress people.
So, do you
he
think he'd be alarmed at
freedom.
The tax breaks that church institutions and religious institutions get? Do you think Jesus would be alarmed?
I don't know what planet you're living on. There's no correlation with that
statement.
There is,
too, because as soon as a religious organization gets a tax break, it's being taken at the expense of the people of the country or the land.
It's so nonsensical.
Let me go to Aaron in Burlington. Hello, Aaron, Oakley Show. Aaron, where's Aaron? We lost. There you are. Go ahead.
No, I'm here. I just can't believe, Charles, I mean, Your thinking is so black and white, to right and wrong. I mean, this is a wonderful thing. It's funny how, you know, with the Americans and I guess us, you know, we're all these great capitalism, and it's okay to have relations with China, Vietnam, Cambodia, India, places where people live far worse. I mean, but that's okay because that profits our big capitalists. I mean, let's learn to just deal with each other, our strengths and weaknesses, because capitalism is not perfect. Socialism isn't perfect. Neither system is. I mean, but we don't just cut off. It's funny how we can, you know, deal with some people because they bring us so much money, we can overlook all these awful things.
I agree
Thank you, Aaron.
Don't just cut off. But at the same time, you don't give tacit consent to a murderous dictator.
And what was the handshake? The handshake was tacit consent.
Yeah,
the handshake was,
you know
what, both of us stand on a faulty, frail history, and let's look one another in the eye and see how we can go forward together as compatriots toward a future that will benefit both of our countries.
Will you create a moral equivalence between a dictator and an elected president like Obama?
And that's what you're suggesting Aaron was doing as well?
And you know what? No. There is no moral equivalence. There is no, you're great, I'm great, let's continue on.
There are some really questionable moral things that Obama has done. The whole drone issue. Like, we can't just say, because he leads a Western country, he's the good guy.
The people of Cuba deserve freedom. Freedom is an inalienable gift from God. And at this time of Christmas,
many of themselves consider themselves
Jesus
free
Christ
of a capitalist,
a message
corporatist
of freedom.
Culture, right, which has taken over so many other countries.
All right, I just wanted to get back. All right, Charles, properly. I got it. But let's get back into the issue, and we'll move on to other matters. But whether or not it was right or wrong of Barack Obama to shake Raul Castro's hand, because this is something obviously plays greater in the States, and it's trending on social media. We're just wondering about the implications moving forward for, you know, our contemporary culture. Maybe Obama's trying to show himself to get past the baggage of the last 50 years and the embargo and so on and so forth, be a statesman, likened to a Nelson Mandela who forgave a lot of things, transgressions, and tried to propel his people forward. Sonny in Richmond Hill, what's your take?
Yeah, I just wish to say that a Nelson Mandela, for McVitie to make his ignorant comments, is such a joke, because he doesn't even understand history. He doesn't even know what is happening in South Africa. So as far as I'm concerned, there's only four or five people in the last 100 years that can claim to have eminence in the footsteps of Mandela. That is Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Nelson Mandela. And thereafter, name me one white leader of the Western nation in the last 100 years.
What about Lincoln? Oh, well, that was 150 years ago. But Lincoln, you put Lincoln in that category?
What about Winston Churchill? But you know what?
Churchill,
I'm sorry, but I do agree with you in that Mandela is a hero. He's an icon. He has done an incredible thing.
Why are you trying to tell me that Mandela is responsible for the socio-economic situation in South Africa? It is white people like you that perpetuate racism.
Okay, you hate white people. You've said that. Thank you, Sonny.
People like you, I hate. Quite honestly.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
A hate monger. You are somebody that stirs racial inequality and inequalities amongst people so that you can further your lot. I wonder what you're doing in Africa.
I
would like to investigate your organization in Africa so that we can see if you are lining your pockets and at the expense of
Africa. Sonny, you're so full of hate. You know what you need is Jesus Christ.
All right, let's not proselytize right here. I need to move on to other calls. Here's Bill in Toronto. What do you say, Bill?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Would Jesus believe in health care for all?
That's a good question.
Would Jesus believe in educating all? Would Jesus believe in that, yes or no?
Well, Jesus was not a socialist, and the Bible is not a socialist.
No. Forget
but
the
sure.
Get the label, Charles, and answer the question.
Care, sure.
Forget the label.
Sure, you reach out to everyone.
If somebody was sick and you don't have money,
no.
Would Jesus say help that person?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. If somebody didn't have money and they want to go get educated, would Jesus say educate that person?
Absolutely, but I don't define that as socialism.
So then tell me. What's wrong with Cuba?
What's wrong with Cuba? The people
No. Everybody's educated.
No.
Everybody's educated.
No.
And they have an incredible health care system in the Caribbean.
Well, I'm sorry.
South Americans send their doctors to Cuba to learn so they can go back home and teach the way they do health care in Cuba.
You know, you're reading Justin Trudeau's writings, and you love dictators. You love dictators.
All right,
I'm
the
not people. I've been there 7 times.
You ask
you right
you,
now.
Yeah.
I know how those people live.
Let me ask Bill a question. I mean, when you say about the compassion that's being, I guess, argued over here, Should it be done through the state, or do you think the individual should be taking it upon themselves, let's say motivated by their own heart and conscience to look after their brother, be their brother's keeper? I guess because you could say that was the message that Jesus preached versus through a state a redistribution scheme. How do you think is the way that Jesus would have taught?
I think Canada has the way that he would have taught. So you have a system where you can build your own wealth and take care of yourself as much as you can. But for those that can't, you have to have somebody there to look after them. And if you say, well, no, well, too bad for them, then you don't believe in Christ.
The government is really just an extension of my ability to care for others. And that's why I hold the government to account when it comes to the redistribution of tax money in ways that make our society better for all.
No, let me ask, Charles. But here's a case in point. We were talking about this before you got here. The Ontario government has decided that they're going to pay for what's called a gold-plated system of health benefits for refugee claimants, even from safe countries or people who have been rejected in their claims. They're still going to look after them from pillar to post with their health care needs.
Amen to that.
Or is that folly because we've got priorities from folks who have paid into the system here in Ontario?
Could you stand and look someone in the eye who needed health care and because you learned that they were from a safe country or their refugee claim had been denied and they were awaiting deportation, would you stand there and look at that individual in the eye and say, I will not help you?
No, that's
you know
not
something,
the
Charles. She asked me the
do.
Question. I think the answer to that would be I'd have more trouble looking in the eye the person who has to go to the Mayo Clinic down in somewhere in the U.S. of A. or get health care there because they're waiting and maybe their life hangs in the balance because they can't get immediate care into a system into which they paid for most of their life.
And
that's
you don't
the
think
priority.
That, you don't think that we can maybe work at it so that we can have both and?
It's impossible. And
it's not
further,
impossible, Charles.
Furthermore, Greta, everyone who needs help should get help. But what you're talking about are sex change operations and incredible levels of health care. And that's not what should be afforded to refugees.
All right.
We need to take care of Canadians and we need to take care of people. And by the way, people best take care of themselves when they have a job. And let's
all right,
pray
Charles,
that Cuba gets
I'm going to call this a truce,
a
and we'll leave it on that note. It's been a very, very feisty discussion this morning, and certainly in keeping with the situation, as they said once in the Christmas Carol. The Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie, President of the Canada Christian College. Greta Vosper is the minister at the West Hill United Church. Thank you both.
Merry
Thank you,
Christmas
gentlemen.
To you, John, and to all your listeners.
And to all a good night.